Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. This Sunday, we celebrate Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry of Jesus. You know the story. It's the procession of Jesus riding through on a donkey that had never been ridden. People are waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." His presence was evident to the people who were watching. For those who are in Christ Jesus, meaning those who have put our faith and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, we too have his presence. And as we will hear in the passage today, he leads us in triumphal procession, and he gives us his presence to be evident and life to the people around us. It's so good. Listen to this from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Wow, he leads us. God leads you and I always in Christ. Because Christ has won the victory over death, and because of Christ, he leads us. God leads us victoriously. And I and you too can walk in victory, knowing that God leads us and Christ has done the work that we could not do. Through us, isn't that amazing? That through us, God has chosen to use us to spread his truth, his character, and his love. The passage talks about spreading everywhere. When we walk into a room, maybe you're with family who are maybe not in Christ. When we are at work and it's hard. When we're parenting or grandparenting our child, when we come to worship together, when we're at the gym, the aroma of Christ is spread everywhere. We are the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Basically, to everyone who is watching and listening in on our lives. At the church I grew up in, there was one elderly saint that if you hugged him that morning, you would smell like him the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying. I'm not sure if it was Old Spice or what, but you knew you had hugged Mr. Ray because hours after you left him, his presence or his aroma was on you. I want to be that way. I want my life in Christ to be that way. I want everyone that is around me to hear Christ, see him, and have that linger even when I'm not around. Not for my praise or glory, but because Christ in me, the hope of glory, has spread everywhere around me. It isn't easy. Nor was the road Jesus took to Calvary after he rode in on triumphal procession. God leads us. He is with us and has promised that he will lead us in triumphal procession. What aroma are you spreading today? Does it point people, those who believe and those who are yet to believe, to the one that has given his life to save them? Something to think about today. I want my life to be a pleasing aroma in Christ, spreading to everyone around me. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. He has rescued us and called us to be the aroma of Christ.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.